So my name is Raymond Lemon, and I am here to talk about Cupcake.js. It will make your code delicious. I tried. So I'm going to talk about Angular Material. And so Angular Material is a UI component framework from Google that implements their material design specification. And really quickly, the material design specification is a design spec from Google that really emphasizes the use of things such as shadows to display depth and give context to certain parts of your application, as well as focusing on responsive user interaction through things like ripple effects. And some of the core components are that you have these UI components that you can utilize as well as configure through directives and services. There's the layout API, which works on top of the CSS3 Flexbox. As well as there's theming, which I won't have a chance to get into today. So just really quickly, the first part, I'm just going to go over the layout API. So layout API is really useful for allowing you to define the layout direction that an element's children elements will align to within a particular container. So in this case, it's very simple. You can say layout div equal to row, and you'll get the first child. Both the children will lay out horizontally. Same thing for a column, it'll go vertically. It also supports responsive breakpoints through the use of aliases. So you can attach them onto the end of your layout and specify how your application's divs are going to lay out on specific screen widths. So you can adapt to any type of device. And all of this really helps us as front-end developers to avoid the cruel and unusual punishment that is but I'm sure everyone has been here and they can completely relate to this. You change one thing and something else completely breaks. So what I'm hopefully going to do is I'm going to try and get into the components and services by just coding up a live quick starter app. Hopefully nothing breaks. Demo time. All right. So let me just do this real quick. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through and I'm going to build this really quick starter app here. It has a toolbar, a side nav with a list inside of it, along with a content area with just a selected user in this case. So the screen is much smaller. All right, so the first thing we want to do is we're going to go ahead and put in our toolbar. And with Angular Materials, really just as simple as saying MD toolbar. And we get this nice toolbar here. And then we want to put a button on the left side. So we can do that. And we'll stick, I'm using Emmet to just run through these real quick. But we'll stick an icon inside, which is the MD icon directive. And I'll tell it to point to, I have a SVG icon that is called toggle. So it's here, and then next to this, we'll just throw a quick H2 in here. So intro to material. All right, and you can see that here, by default, the children elements are laying out in a column, and that's because we haven't specified anything with the layout API. So if I just throw this layout directive on here and tell it row, we get our elements layout in a nice row. Then the next part of our little design here is that we'll want to include a side nav as well as a content area. So that's as simple as going in. I'll make a parent div, let's give it a class container. And inside that, I'll do a MD side nav. And next to that, I'll do an MD content. Nothing in there at this point. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and I'll stick a icon, quick header, and a paragraph. So use the MD icon directive and just specify where it should get its source from. So SVG source is equal to, in this case, I have a SVG called SVG-1, which is just that little avatar that you see there. And I'll give it a class avatar as well that'll just handle the padding on it. Then next to this, I will make a H2 with set happy. Yes. And I throw a paragraph in there as well. All right. All right, and I'll just give this an ID of content here. And sometimes I have to refresh this. All right, so the next part that I'm gonna quickly run through is the sidebar. So inside of the sidebar, we have a list in there, so I can just use the MD list directive, and inside of that, I'll throw list items. Multiply that, I'll stick 5 in there. And each one is gonna have a button inside of it. So it's just a matter of MD button. And within that button, we'll stick an icon, which here, MD SVG source equals SVG dash dollar sign. And next to it, we'll just throw a quick span with the username. And it's not open at this point, so. Okay, so we have this in here. We have our list. However, we can see again that by default they're stacking in a column, so we have to go up to our parent container and using the layout API. Say row. All right, and then one more thing again, because I mentioned that they emphasize the use of shadows to separate components as well as give depth. We can throw a class on here that will give it a shadow here, and then also I'll tell this to flex. So this flex attribute, what this is doing is it's telling the All right, so I'll fix this really quick. But the flex attribute is just telling the child div to fill out the remaining width or height for its parent element, depending on how you have them laying out. So just really quickly, there's also a media service that you can use to have it check media queries. So I'll just tell this sidebar to only be open when the screen width is greater than small. And so we can see here that as we slide out, it opens up. Because we're short on time, I'll stop there. Thank you. All right.